This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I found something fun NFL related. Would you like to know what it is?
Yeah, please.
All right, so I'm not even going to tell you who or where or anything like that. Analytics-based projections by Seth Walder.
Okay.
Works for ESPN. Jets are sixth right now in the FPI with wins at 9.5, a 25% chance to win the division, and a 4% chance to win the whole thing.
Wow.
First time they've been above 1% to win the Super Bowl in the 9-year history of the FPI.
That's very exciting.
Isn't it?
Very exciting.
4% that's a good chance.
That's solid.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
4% is a nice, that's a nice opportunity to win the whole thing.
To win the whole thing? Yeah. I also have an NFL nugget. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to love this nugget. So, and I know you like this guy, so that's why I'm going to bring it up. Warren Sharp. So did you see he had the NFL rest table? So which team have the most rest at, like the, okay, so how it's described as the whatever opponent you're playing against, whether or not you have a rest advantage, how many days, either in the positive or the negative.
And the Giants is like the worst in football?
Not the worst. The Giants are a -9. The worst is RJ, San Francisco 49ers, who are -20. Best in the NFL, tied for one, my New York Jets.
Really?
Yes. They are +12.
You are so excited about your Jets, aren't
you? Oh, my goodness.
Where are we now? What's today? May 22nd?
Yep.
So you're what, June, July? Oh, I mean, you are 3.5 months away from seeing your Jets.
Yeah, we got OTAs.
Speaking of OTAs, they start today.
Yeah, we got to get Quinnen figured out.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, it'd be nice to just get it done.
How many sessions will Aaron Rodgers attend, you think?
It's a good question. It's a really good question. I'm hoping quite a few. I don't know.
He's got to, doesn't he? After he made that whole big thing about how desperate
being
he is.
All in.
And doesn't he have to? Just for appearance alone?
Well, I don't know if he has to. Yeah, I mean, the optics of it would be great. It would kind of reaffirm what he's been saying the entire time. But just for him, I mean, he's no dummy. He looked at the first 6 weeks of the schedule and understands what's at stake for him. How many times do you have to hear it? We say it about the quarterback all the time. When you win, they probably get too much of the credit. And when they lose, they get probably too much of the blame. So this season is going to fall mostly on him. Whether or not, I mean, it's a success. Because you know that's the first thing people will point to. If he doesn't get off to a good start, or the offense doesn't look right off the bat. It happened last year with Green Bay. He should have been with his young receivers, creating that chemistry.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's a fair point. He should have been.
Well, it would have been nice if Christian Watson caught the pass that he threw directly into his lap.
With that, but you know what? If you are a veteran quarterback and you should be there with your guys. You should be ushering them into the start of their NFL careers.
It's a new opportunity. I think it's the right time for him. Right, things have just gone sideways and sour with him in Green Bay. So, reinvigorated. Yeah, I mean, I think it would send the right message for sure.
And you know what else? It would be a very bad look, in my opinion, if he doesn't show up and do stuff, and often.
Yeah, but I mean, just for now, right? Like, it would be a bad look. People would talk about it now, and then if he gets off to a great start and they're winning, no one's going to care about it.
Correct. But could you imagine if he doesn't show up a ton and then they start losing?
I've always been of the mindset is that you're going to get, like, during the course of whatever season, whatever sport you play, there's going to be ups and downs. So you're going to receive criticism at some point. I try to eliminate as many reasons to criticize me as possible. And not going to, like, not being all in would be a reason that people would use to criticize you if things don't go right. So if it's something like, if you're available and you want to stay true to what you've been talking about, being all in, then yeah, jump on the private jet,
He's got to get here. He's got
to for
be
a couple
here.
Days. Call Woody. Say, hey, listen, Woody, I was thinking about coming. You want to send the jet? Yep. All right, let's go.
Quinnen Williams, he will not be out there. But if he skips the June 13th to 15th mandatory minicamp, now he's subject to $93,000 in fines.
Which you don't get back now.
No.
With the new rule.
No.
They can't make you whole.
The Jets need to get this deal done with him.
Well, I mean, yeah, because you got Simmons done. Tennessee got Simmons done. And then the Giants got Dexter Lawrence done. So you kind of, I mean, the parameters are there to get a deal done. We all understand how important he is to that defense.
I got to tell you, I think he's better than both of those guys.
I think Quinnen Williams is the ability to wreck a game.
I think it's Donald Williams in that order.
Yeah, I think Williams is an absolute stud.
He's a star. And he should be, and he is. And he's one of the few guys that you actually want to keep after the first contract with the Jets. Get it done.
Yeah, which we haven't had a track record of doing. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I wish it was just, like, I don't need to play games with this one. Like, he's a guy that's done everything you've asked. So just take care of him.
He's a great player. He's early on still in his career. You're looking to get to certain places if you're the Jets. The last thing you need is a distraction. The framework for a deal is kind of ironed out with what these other star defensive tackles are getting. Get the thing done.
When he sneezes, he God blesses himself.
Right.
I mean, what else do you want from this
guy? Self God blesser, which is also nice.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not done yet. And maybe it's just the financials of it. With the restructuring of Aaron's deal and everything else. But, I mean, he's too, especially with a defensive-minded head coach. Right? Like, I mean, Robert Saleh knows how important Quinnen Williams is to his defense. And how you have no idea. Like, Aaron can tell you whatever he wants, but you have no idea how long he's going to be here.
Of course not.
He could say two, and then all of a sudden, you know, just have a, you know, he goes on one of his retreats and decides, yeah, you know what?
Not only that.
There's other things I want to do.
Not only that, I mean, he's going to be 40 this season. You don't know how long, even if he comes back for a second season, how long will he be capable of really winning in this league?
Right. And I think one of the reasons why you feel good about this team having a real chance is because of that defense. That's like Aaron Rodgers, we keep pointing to lack of success recently in the postseason, but the time he had, you know, the one year we had an elite defense, he won the Super Bowl. So defense should be elite, even better with an offense that can actually score points, move the football. And you're not on the field the entire game. Like, what would this defense look like if they actually were playing with the lead once in a while?
We'll find out, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think you will. As for the Giants and Saquon, he will not be out there because he's not signed. Saquon has not signed the franchise tender yet. Barkley and the Giants have until July 17th to make a new deal happen.
What exactly is he looking for? Because wasn't the last report 13 with a chance to escalate up to 14?
Well, that's what they offered him, and he said no.
Why?
I think he wanted more money. Well, I guess he wanted more money, no?
Well, of course. I mean, he didn't want less.
So I had read something recently, and again, you never know what's true, that he wanted like $16 million.
Well, that's from McCaffrey.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're not getting paid like that.
No, I thought when we had Renato on, he said the sweet spot was going to be like around 14. And then that report came out. I was like, wow, if that was the case, why are we saying no now? You love being here. Well, you say you love being here.
Because he wanted more.
Yeah, but it's not a robust running back market.
Not only that, but the Raiders kept Josh Jacobs on the franchise tag. Did he sign that yet, or is he still in limbo with that as well?
No, I haven't seen him sign it yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. But and again, you love Saquon, but if you offered him 13.5 for a couple of seasons, it's not exactly like, you know, it's a good contract.
No, it's a good contract, yeah. It's a fair contract. I mean, it's just it's the reality of being a running back now.
And you have had significant injury in your NFL career.
And then you have the injuries. It's funny, though. It's funny when you, and this would piss me off, too, as a running back. It's like when you want to explain to people why you took, like, why Detroit did what they did in the draft, right? Or a team that drafts a running back high. It's, no, he's not a running back. He's a weapon. He's an offensive weapon. And then when you don't want to pay him, he's a running back.
Exactly. Well, you'll always do that. Same thing they do, right? Tight end. Well, he's really a receiver. No. He's a tight end.
Yeah, right. We're going to get these receivers are all going to be making all this money. Travis, you're a tight end, Travis.
He, in fact, is a tight end. All right. I'm very excited for this. Now is the time. Right now. Call in 800-919-3776 to play D&R Fact or Fiction. for your chance to qualify to win a brand new 2023 Ford Bronco and to win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and information. Oh, this is very exciting. 800-919-3776. I have the questions right in front of me. Although I will say this. Did you look at the questions?
No, I have not.
I find a couple of them to be a little off.
How do you mean off?
I think factually inaccurate.
Well, that's not good.
Well, but I can remedy those. But yeah, I mean, just a little bit. Like, for instance, because we're not, there's a million questions here, so we're not going to get to this. Like, the last question is, before the show every morning, Dave brings in fruit. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
This says fact.
Well, I mean,
that's not true.
It's kind of a trick question.
Well, I mean, there was a day, I think last week, where you yelled at me because I didn't bring in any fruit.
Yeah, because we were expecting delicious
exactly.
fruit.
Exactly. So that, but don't worry, because I've got it on lockdown. I know exactly what is accurate and is not accurate.
Yeah, I think like a better version of that question would be like Dave's go-to fruit to bring into the studio is
or
bananas.
It could even say is banana, and then you say that's fact.
Right.
That's a winning question.
Hey, listen, it's the first time we're doing it. We got to iron the kinks out. I think it's going to go well.
But I think tomorrow's is based on is it a real college or not?
Yeah, because we know how much you love the game. And
no, I don't need to do it. It's not about me.
Oh, stop, please. We're trying to incorporate you into the contest. We want you to be happy.
Because I'm barely even part of the show. Right? Rick, we'll give Rick's big giveaway. Oh, and Dave, yeah, you can show up too.
This is our giveaway. Mm-hmm. I'm just driving it.
Yeah, well, why are you driving it?
Well, because you already have a beautiful luxury automobile.
And so do you. You already have a car from All American Ford.
Right. Well, I think part of it is because I'm the one that has the relationship with John and Steve and All American Ford. So
John likes me very much.
Everyone likes you.
Oh, that's nice.
I was at the golf course yesterday, and one of the guys said that we get him through his commute, and he really loves him some Dave Rothenberg for some
reason.
I don't know why. Yeah,
I was actually going to text you over the weekend. So I was at Alex's lacrosse game on, I think it was Friday, but it doesn't really matter. And there's a highfalutin doctor there. He goes, you know, I love Rick. He goes, and you know why? I said, well, I think you're going to tell me, aren't you? He goes, because you don't really think of him as the number one pick in the draft. You think of him as a sports talk show host. Then you realize, oh, God, he also has this huge background as being this great athlete. I was like, yeah, I agree with you. I think he's sensational. He said, I think your show is awesome.
Wow.
Very complimentary.
What kind of doctor? Could I use him?
I think he's a bariatric doctor.
Bariatric doctor.
Yeah, like the heavyset people. He works with.
Yeah, I don't think. He sounds like a very nice man, though.
Very nice man.
Great taste.
I mean, you should have heard. Rick is he's so good. And you know what? I was so nice. I was like, he's amazingly good. I agree.
Did they win the lacrosse game?
Yeah.
So you stayed then.
The whole way through. Not only did they win, 3 goals, 3 assists from the kid.
3 goals and 3 assists?
And they won 8-7.
Wow.
And not only that. So, they were up 2. The other team tied it. And Alex made this gorgeous run all the way down the field. Fakes out 3 guys. You think he's going to shoot. Pass it to a kid right in front. Goal.
Wow.
With under a minute to go.
I'll tell you what, man. Going all these lacrosse games, any kid that chooses to be a lacrosse goalie, I give you tons of credit.
Goalie, just play the game, period. You should. I you know what I got to do later? I have to take a picture of his arm and send it to you.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's only been playing for a couple years. I'm watching the first practice. It looked like a Civil War reenactment. There's just bodies all over the place.
Oh, it is a vicious, physical, violent game.
Yeah, but he loves it, man, because it's just so up-tempo for him.
You think it's time? Do you want to play Fact or Fiction? They're all lined up. We can
yes.
play now if you'd like.
Yes, please.
All right, Raymond, let's start with Fact or Fiction.
DNR. Fact or Fiction.
All right, now, RJ said if you get 2 out of 3, you win. I'm not okay with that at all. I'm going to ask you, both of you, Raymond and Rick. It's either 2 for 2 or 3 for 3. You choose.
Wow.
I would say 3 for 3.
Well, here's the thing. You know I don't like to go against the Don. That doesn't work out for anyone usually.
Right.
But since he is incapacitated and can't speak, I think today, if any day, would be the time to do it. I'm with you.
Which way?
I think we need to go
3 for 3.
I think 3 for 3 is the way to go, just because I want to make sure this Bronco is so nice that I really want someone that listens to the show a lot to win it.
I agree. Okay. So let's start now. You go 3 for 3. You now win access to VIP at the Beach Bash, and you have an opportunity to win this unbelievable. I've seen photos of it. Unbelievable Bronco. So let's go. 1-800-919-3776. Marlene, Long Island. Good morning, Marlene.
Yes. Good morning, guys. You have a great show. I have been enjoying myself listening.
Oh, that's...
Oh, thank you.
Really, really nice. Who's your favorite football team, Marlene?
I don't have a favorite football team. I have a favorite football coach, Vince Lombardi. So that would make me a Green Bay Steelers, but it's Vince Lombardi.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you in love? You ought to be.
Well, hang on a second.
Ought to be, guys. Not only do I absolutely love sport.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm gorgeous too. So go ahead.
The Green Bay. What's the team that plays in Green Bay before we move forward? Marlene! What's the team that plays in Green Bay before we move forward here?
I'm sorry.
The Green Bay team.
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, the Packers. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Would you like to date Raymond?
Possibly.
He's handsome. How old are you, Marlene? How about Marlene? How old are you?
Is that a question? Is it a yes or no? I'm prepared to answer the true or false.
You know, yeah, it's going to be fact or fiction. But
know.
Before we get to fact or what? Fiction, would you like to go? I'll pay for it. A date with Raymond.
Okay. Only if it's really good seats at a Jets home game or a Mets home game.
You sound very high maintenance.
That's doable. She said she's gorgeous.
Very
though.
High maintenance.
This could be right up Raymond's alley.
This.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that.
Give us a comp. Who would you say you look like?
Gina Davis.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Raymond, you in?
When I was younger, right now I look like Jessica Lange. But not the old Jessica Lange. No, not that one from the horror stories. The one when she's with the gorilla.
You mean King Kong.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Marlene. We'll deal with the dating portion of this in just a moment. You ready?
Okay. Thank you much. All right. So
you're going to answer, Marlene, you're going to answer fact or fiction. Rick once hosted a nighttime show on the station with Peter Rosenberg. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Okay, Marlene, you're out, but if you'd like to date Raymond, we can set that up at any point. All right, Marlene, bye-bye. Raymond, she sounds perfect for you.
I don't care for what you're insinuating.
Well, we could have sent you guys to a Green Bay Steelers game. It would have been beautiful.
I love the Green Bay Steelers.
Green Bay Steelers. Tickets to a Mets or Jets game. Yeah.
You could have dressed up like King Kong.
But it had to be a Jets home game. Couldn't be a Jets road game. Jose in Brooklyn. Jose, welcome. You're on fact or fiction.
Good morning, guys. Long time haven't spoken to you.
Are you ready to play, Jose?
Of course.
All right. Question one. Dave once threatened to get naked on a cruise ship to get the Giants game put on the television. Fact or fiction?
This does sound like something you would do just to watch a Giant game, but there's something that tells me that you wouldn't go on a cruise ship during the football season, so I'm going to go fiction.
And Jose, goodbye. That, in fact, is fact. Giants-Eagles Sunday night. This is going well. All right, let's go to Moshe in Cedarhurst. Moshe, good morning. Are you ready to play fact or fiction?
Good morning. I'm ready.
How you feeling? Feeling good?
Yeah, confident.
Okay. Rick went to Harvard University. Fact or fiction?
Fiction was accepted, though.
Nice.
This is what I'm talking about.
This could be him.
This is what I'm talking about. 1-0. Question two, Dave's favorite all-time Giant, Eli Manning.
Fiction, Lawrence.
Oh!
Oh my God, he's giving the right answers too.
Here it is. Not give me all your money. Know what's right and wrong. He knows what the actual accurate answer, in fact, is.
Yep.
All right, I'm nervous. Rick, are you nervous?
I'm very nervous. I'm sweaty.
Rick once scored a goal in the NHL.
Fiction.
You're a winner.
Yes.
Oh my God! What, you know what? And you deserve to win, Moshe. Congratulations!
Thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it.
So we're going to meet you June 30th at the Beach Bash.
I'm a Sabbath observer, so I don't think I can make it. But I'm looking forward to my Ford Bronco.
Well, I think you have to be there to win the Ford Bronco. Also, the Beach Bash will be during the day. You'll be able to make it home by sundown.
If you say so,
I promise.
Guess you'll have to drive me.
I promise. All right, congratulations, okay. Moisha. We'll see you in
you.
Late June, buddy.
All right, looking forward.
All right, oof, that was he was good.
That's how you draw it up, though. See, I think it worked out perfect, though. You got a couple early that didn't. This is what I'm talking about. We need ones that are dialed in.
He was dialed in.
He had the answers to the question. I mean, that was perfect.
It was a really good job by him, as opposed to Marlene, who was just talking about how sexy she is.
I think, I mean, Raymond, her, Jets game, Mets game.
Does
set it up.
Good. Does really sound good.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you can feel the buzz. It's palpable. Next week, Thursday, June 1. The fact that next week is June is remarkable in its own right. But on June 1st, Rick, you know what's happening, don't you?
That would be our tailgate, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. You can hang with us all day long. Join us starting 6 o'clock in the morning from Publicans in Manhasset for a special pregame broadcast and music from Randy Zoo. Just steps away from Manhasset Station on the LIRR, where after the show we'll take that train right to Citi Field and we'll tailgate in Lot F. Oh, this is new for us in this read. Lot F before the afternoon game against the filthy Philadelphia Phillies, all brought to you by the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association, the Window and Glass Dealers Association of New York, and Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Rick, sponsors are jumping on board with the big tailgate.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was over in the Manhasset area this weekend, and there is people are talking. There's a real buzz.
I want at least 150 people at this thing.
Wow.
Is that asking for too much?
Well, I mean, that's 150 is a lot.
I mean, you know what? That's what I want. I can want what I want.
Okay. Well, I mean, make sure you're selling it. I mean,
I'm trying.
The lead's got to be spot on.
I mean, Randy Zoo is going to be there.
Like, you know it's not Randy Zoo. And you
that's what my copy says. It says my music from Randy Zoo.
Yeah, but he's a friend of yours now. You've met him how many times?
I don't know Randy.
Yeah, you do. He was at the Jets tailgate. He's been at almost
everything
we do,
he goes tailgate, to. Remember?
No, but you were there for the part he was at. You didn't go into the game.
Because I was watching the Giants. You think I was concerned about Randy Zoo?
You made a real mockery of that whole event.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? You went. I mean, they made the company get this beautiful tailgate with the TV.
Gorgeous.
And your favorite M&Ms. We had drinks and
music. Like you didn't know that was going to happen. I mean, you asked me to go to a Jets tailgate as the Giants were playing. I made a mockery, or they set me up for me to be made a mockery of?
Probably a little bit of both. But I expected you to come in, at the very least, come into the game for a half. Giants game was over. And they won.
Yeah, well, you know what? I had to get home to watch the other games.
Of course. Because, God forbid, you think of other people. I'm just saying it would be nice to spend some extra time with you.
I enjoy spending time with you as well. And we're going to spend time at the tailgate, which is next Thursday, June 1, Manhasset, Publicans, LIRR. over to Lot F at Citi Field. We're going to celebrate there, and then we're going to go into the game. I do want to say something, though, because on a prior copy, it said that the tailgate's going to be from 11 to 1. There's no way I'm missing first pitch of the game. I will be in my seat by 1:10. So I just want
that to be fully understood. Yeah. Right, like 12:50-ish, we'll start walking.
Okay, just so you and I are on the same page.
Yeah, no, we're going. They're playing the Phillies too. Yeah, we're gonna be sitting in the seats for opening.
Can we figure out who's gonna pitch, or we can't figure that out?
I can try to figure out who's gonna pitch.
What's the schedule? So they're off today, right?
They're off today. Yep, they're in Chicago.
So you got to figure it's what?
I think it's
McGill
Senga.
At some point.
The first game against the Cubs is Senga.
So it'll be Senga, McGill, Carrasco. Is that right?
That's right.
And then Friday, are they in action? They must be in action on Friday.
So Wednesday.
I think they're in Colorado.
Okay, so Wednesday it has, as the scheduled starter, Wednesday they have Carrasco. The Wednesday before June 1st against the Phillies, they have Carrasco listed.
The Wednesday before the Phillies?
No, that day. No, the game against the Phillies on Wednesday, the day before we go.
Right. Great. So we will not have to see Carrasco.
They have Carrasco listed as the pitcher.
So if Carrasco's the pitcher, after Carrasco is McGill then? Or is one of the big two? Or Scherzer?
Well, I mean, Scherzer just pitched after Carrasco.
So then it could be Scherzer.
Right, because Carrasco pitched the first game against Cleveland.
Right, Friday.
Friday, and then Scherzer pitched the second game.
And it was supposed to pitch Saturday, but that was rained out.
That's right.
Oh, so we could be seeing Scherzer.
Well, let's do this. Let me do this the right way, please.
what's the right way?
Yeah, so Scherzer's scheduled to pitch Friday against Colorado.
Which would bring him to next Thursday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, that just added a little juice and excitement into the tailgate.
I don't know if it's possible, but yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, so let's spend a few minutes on the NBA. We'll go back to baseball. I hate to say this, and I love the NBA Conference Finals. This is awful. I mean, we're sitting here watching two series that are three games in or over.
Yes. I mean, the Lakers needed to win that game. They hadn't lost at home yet. They didn't. Jamal Murray went wild. And then I don't know what the hell happened with Boston yesterday. It's embarrassing.
Oh, it was embarrassing. It really was. So if Boston if they get swept in this series, which you got to figure there's a pretty good chance happens, this season has been a failure for the Celtics?
Yeah. Yes. How could it not be?
I agree with you. And now you have a million questions surrounding this team.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do with your coach? Is Jaylen Brown happy? Both of those guys, Tatum and Jaylen Brown, both qualified for the Supermaxes.
How can you pay both guys super max money when you're going to get swept in a conference finals?
I don't think you can. I mean, that's why the whole Jaylen Brown thing's becomes interesting they do with him.
He's going to force his way out of there, and then I would love to see the Knicks at least be interested in that.
Well, they'd have to be interested. Do they have enough, though? I mean, they have the draft picks, but do they have enough on the roster that the Celtics would want? I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, I don't know how they look at Julius Randle or Mitch or RJ Barrett or any of the guys that we could give them IQ.
There has to be a package of those guys that would get that done. I just question whether Boston at all would say, yeah, we'll trade with the Knicks. Why would you trade your second best player to a team that you're going to have to deal with forever? Smart basketball.
Oh, you probably wouldn't want to. I mean, I don't think you would want to, but I mean, to the point that you always make is why cut off your nose to spite your face, right? Like if it's the best deal and it's the best deal by far.
It's a fair point, but if you could get 90% of what the Knicks offered you from the Western Conference, isn't it smarter just to deal them out there? Or no?
Yeah, right. So don't make the point ever again then. Because I make that point and you yell at me. You're like, why would you do that? Just get the best deal. Well, because you don't want to face them. That's why.
I don't think you need to attack me, though.
Well, no. I'm just saying.
Feels personal.
How about Gabe Vincent last night, too?
Oh, my God. I can't believe that these guys are so good. Like, you look at I still look at Miami. And I say, outside of Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, what really scares you? And I guess the answer is there should be a lot. Because Duncan Robinson was great. And this Caleb Martin is terrifying. And Gabe Vincent and Lowry and Love, it's just they never go away.
No, they never go away. They play hard. They play really good defense. They're tough. I mean, they have probably the best coach in the NBA that makes adjustments when you need to make adjustments. Like the other day, I mean, what was it, the third quarter? When Miami scored, what, 46 points in the third quarter and Missoula didn't take a timeout?
That's right.
And then the fourth quarter happens and Boston goes on a little run and the first thing...
7-0 run. And Spoelstra takes a timeout immediately.
Yeah, timeout.
Yep. Let's go to Sam in Queens. Good morning, Sam. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
All right. I need some sports betting advice. All right. So listen to this parlay. Okay. I want to take Denver to win their Western Conference, the Heat to win their Eastern Conference.
Well, what kind of odds? You can't be getting very good odds for those two teams to win their conferences.
Yeah, so follow me. So yeah. It's a parlay. I was going to put $7,500 to get back $900, a 12% return. What do you think? I'm the only thing that gives me hesitation is this is crazy, you know, underdogs coming back from, you know.
It's never Sam, it's never happened. Teams have never come back from 3-0 in the NBA.
But Dave, remember when the number 16 seed never won? Remember when Boston, you know, was trailing the Yankees? Like, all these crazy things that happened in the past. I'm like, what if
Sam,
then don't do it.
Sam, don't do it. I mean, just don't do it if you have any hesitation. But, I mean, what about which team scares you more? The Lakers coming back on Denver? Denver hasn't lost a home game yet.
No. I think the Lakers are done. I think LeBron...
Okay, so what about Boston?
Did you see the Celtics last night, Sam?
What about Boston yesterday showed you that they're still alive?
Well, the thing with Boston is they still know how to play D. And if something crazy happens to Jimmy Butler or Bam, like the series could flip.
Then don't do it if you're that concerned. Thanks for the call. I don't understand. You call us, you want advice, and it sounds like from every step of the way, you have no desire to make this wager, so don't do it.
Yeah, you got to feel it. If you're going to make it, you got to feel it, and you feel good about it.
That's a lot of money. That's not $75 to win nine. That's $7,500. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, 12% return on that.
I mean, you'll win it, but you might have, you could win it by tomorrow night.
There's no reason to believe. Boston, they got good players. I mean, that's a talented roster. But, I mean, the way they reacted yesterday, down 30 after three quarters. Come on,
they quit.
They quit.
Game was over in the first half. They absolutely quit.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why?
Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I will be honest with you, and maybe this is a loser take. It's possible. I feel a lot better. A lot better watching Miami destroy Boston, having the Knicks lost to Miami.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay,
here's the thing. This doesn't at all make you feel like if we had gotten by Miami, we had a good chance to beat Boston.
That part.
Or a half-decent chance to beat Boston.
Maybe so, but I think at least it makes me feel, this Miami team is, I mean, they are all you can handle and more. So I think it's a fair point what you bring up. Yes, Miami is a terrific basketball team. Maybe if the Knicks would have gotten by them, they could have beaten Boston, but I never really expected that to happen, and I felt sick about losing to Miami because I thought the Knicks were better. Maybe Miami is just better than anyone ever thought possible.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. I can't feel that way because it almost feels like a missed opportunity. I think the reason why we initially said that was because we didn't feel like the Boston Celtics were going to be gettable. But now watching a play in the series, maybe they were gettable.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right.
Maybe there was a chance to beat them.
But boy,
you're not wrong.
Miami team dangerous.
Yeah, but you're not wrong. Right, they're dangerous. They're well-coached. I mean, they got the perfect guy. I mean, Jimmy Butler is the personification of the character and the identity of the Miami Heat. The other day when Grant Williams decided to start chirping, I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Why would you possibly do that?
Like, you know this guy doesn't forget. Like, you know this, like, that's exactly what motivates this guy.
Why would you ever think to poke the bear like that, though?
Like, the guy's still talking about Tobias Harris being picked in Philly over him. Like, the guy doesn't... he did the Horford thing last night, like...
And he got a T for it, but who cares?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't... I mean, they demolished him last night.
They embarrassed him last night.
How... Do you know that Boston was a 4.5-point favorite in that game?
I do. I was listening to Anita in the car.
How?
Well, because there's this thought that just Boston is just a better team. It's just more talented.
Did you see this? This is amazing. Going into the game last night, down 2-0, and the next two games in Miami, Boston was +160 to win the series.
Yeah, because Boston has not, for some reason, over the last couple playoff runs, been great at home.
So were you of the mindset that Boston had a great chance to win the series heading into the game last night?
A great chance? No, I thought they had a good chance to win last night. I didn't think they have. I mean, I thought they still had a chance to win the series. I find it, I mean, that's tough. Listen, I mean, to lose two at home. But there was also a team in the NHL that lost two at home and still found a way to come back and
win
the series.
Didn't you?
What? How about Miami shot 50? Miami shot 54% from three last night.
I mean, what was Vincent last night from the floor?
Gabe Vincent was 11 of 14, 6 of 9 from three, with 29 points.
And what was Duncan Robinson last night?
Your boy Duncan was 7-11, 5 for 7 from 3 with 22 points.
This is insane, these numbers.
Caleb Martin, 7-11, 4 for 7, 18 points, and +34.
Oof.
I'm telling you, man, it's like, it's kind of what every, like, you need talent. Like, bottom line is you need talent, right? Like, it's not about, it's not X's, and you always hear that saying, it's not X's and O's, it's about the Jimmys and the Joes.
Right.
Like, and they got Jimmy, which is the most important thing. They got Jimmy, they got Bam. But it's like what every coach strives for, though, is to have a system, have an identity, and then finding the right pieces that fit exactly what you're looking to do. Like, you have certain guys that fit certain roles, and you have guys that are so coachable with all those intangible things that you look for. You say, hey, listen, like, you talk about all the undrafted guys. You know why it works with undrafted guys? It's the same like the Bill Belichick thing, because they're so happy that you gave them a job that whatever you tell them to do, they're going to do
well for you.
But yeah, right. They're scared to death they're going to lose their jobs.
But Gabe, I mean, come on. These are not, I mean, you didn't even know who these guys were. Gabe Vincent. I mean, they won this game because of Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson went to Williams before he transferred to Michigan and came into the NBA. Duncan Robinson was not playing for Miami when Tyler Hero was able to play. Hero goes down, next man up, it's Robinson, and look what he does.
Yeah, I see exactly what he does. I mean, we witnessed it, we felt it. And now, to the surprise of Vegas, they're doing it to the Celtics.
It's amazing. All right, I think we would agree that neither team is coming back from 0-3 down. Which team would you give a better chance to come back from 0-3 down?
I guess you'd probably say the Celtics, maybe.
I'd say the Lakers.
Yeah, the problem with the Lakers, though, is that Denver is on a mission, and Denver doesn't lose at home. Denver's undefeated at home. So you're going to tell
amazing.
Me you're going to... Between Murray, Jokic...
Do we see a game five?
I don't know how healthy LeBron is.
He's not healthy. The ankle's a problem. I think he's going to need surgery after the season. Do we see a game five in either series? Here's the better question for you. Do we see a game five, and if so, who forces the game five?
The Lakers.
I think the Lakers win tonight.
Yeah, well, the Lakers, I mean, it's the first loss at home, and they still have LeBron. Like, LeBron's got too much pride. Like, LeBron knows what a sweep would look like on his resume.
How good was Jamal Murray in game three?
Awesome.
In the first half. Oh, my God.
Well, I go back to what J.J. Redick said, and they were going back and forth about the teams and which team was more complete, and J.J. Redick kept coming back to the same point. Like, Tatum and Brown are awesome, but the way that Jamal Murray and Jokic complement each other is special, because they can run so much off of their two-man game. It makes it so hard. And when you had Jokic's ability to pass out of it,
he's unbelievable. He didn't even have a good game in game three.
He didn't need to.
No, he didn't. He did nothing for three quarters. In the fourth quarter, he did wake up. George and Elizabeth. George, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Great. I just wanted to make a quick point, man, that this Boston series showed me, you know, I've known it before, but more now, is how important coaching really is on both sides of the ball. You guys talk about undrafted players. That's supposed to doing that. You know, the teams take the personality of the coach. I've heard you guys say that before. And Boston looks uncertain, unsure, you know, almost as if they don't have the experience to get over some of these runs. And one more point, I want to know what you guys think about the perfect trade for Jaylen Brown is some sort of package that sends him to Portland to get Damian Lillard to Boston. That's what I think. I think everybody wins with that package. And, you know, Boston stays relevant. Portland stays relevant, and Boston really gets to do something. I would like to know what you guys think about that.
If I'm Portland, I would be all over that.
Yeah, but does Portland, I mean, is that what they want to do, though? They want to pay him, you know, a max deal for what? To do what? The same thing they've done with Dame?
Which is what? Have him there alone and then need help? And how do you get
right,
the help
and just
for him?
Not and really just be kind of in limbo of not really being a championship
team. The only
team.
Thing I'd say is now you buy, what, 7 years?
Yeah, I guess. But I think, I mean, another team to keep an eye on is Philadelphia. Like, Harden leaves, goes back to Houston. Philadelphia is going to be in the market for somebody like that.
How, if you're Philadelphia, can you bring Harden back? I know they love him. I know they want, but how?
Did you not see the list of coaching candidates? Right? Like, Daryl Morey, Harden. And then on the top of that list was who? As a potential coach for the Sixers.
I saw J.J. Redick's name.
Mike D'Antoni.
Oh, my God.
Right. So, I mean, part of it was, and you heard Harden after the game, how's your relationship with Doc? He's like, eh.
Yeah, no, he didn't sell that at all. But if you're Houston, how do you bring him back? Sounds like that's going to happen.
Oh, he wants to be back, I guess. That's the only reason. And that there's talk of, like, someone giving him $200 million.
He ran his way. I mean, he ate his way and ran his way out of town. Now you're going to say, oh, let's bring him back?
He's good for the community.
Well, he's good for the stripper community.
Right, exactly. The economy is robust when he's in town.
I guess. Joe in the car. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Joe?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I just want to point something out about the Knicks in the playoffs. You know, potentially the Knicks, I know the Knicks are out of the playoffs right now, but, you know, the Knicks are probably the fourth best team in this playoffs. You know, look at Boston. They're about to go out in four. Most probably they're going to lose this next game. And the Knicks put up a pretty good fight with Miami, you know?
Well, Jalen Brunson put up a good fight against Miami.
Yeah, that's true. But
that's the problem.
About it, Randall injured in the beginning.
Right, but that's the problem, though. That's why I have a hard time believing. Like, Miami is playing their best basketball, right? Like, they had the one play-in game they lost, and then I think it was, what, 2:17 left in the second one. They finally took the lead and won.
Right.
But this is not the same team you saw in the regular season.
I don't think they've trailed in a series.
No, they haven't. But, I just don't know. I don't know what the state that the Knicks were in with Brunson banged up, Randall banged up, IQ hurt. That they would have beat Boston.
Yeah, listen, I don't know that they would have, but there was no way they were getting by Miami. And the truth is, they were fortunate to keep Game Six as close as, in fact, it was. Steve in
well,
the car. Good
that
morning,
Jimmy,
Steve.
And that Jimmy Butler was hurt in Game Two.
Right, he didn't even play in Game Two. Steve, you're on 98.7. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. So thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Again, thank you for making my team bearable. I just wanted to say I agree with. I think it was James' point about how I had to feel better with Miami when. It reminds me of the 2021 season against Atlanta, where fans were initially, I think, a little disappointed with how quickly that series ended. But then in hindsight, seeing how far Atlanta went, how it seems like they were a lot better than people thought, we were able to kind of feel better retroactively about the season, how far we went, and even taking a win from them. So I agree with that point.
Listen, and thanks for the call, Steve. If you look at it, and unless you think Boston's going to win two games here, which I think is unrealistic, the Knicks are going to have given them their toughest competition in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, as an 8 seed going up against beating Milwaukee.
They beat Milwaukee in 5, Knicks in 6, and Boston in, it looks like it could be 4.
Yeah, 4 or 5, and taking out two of the teams that everyone had picked to
amazing
to win the championship.
They really are amazing.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.